Well, as we move through these beautiful weeks of Advent, it is time once again to get a preview of the next episode of The Glory of the Mass. But on his show this week, Terry Ross is not going to be covering the second Sunday of Advent. Instead, he has a special program to present for the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. Each week, Terry Ross brings you a deeper understanding of the Holy Mass. And on Glory of the Mass, he explores the rich history of beautiful sacred music. Terry is joining me today as we talk about this beautiful solemnity. Good morning, Terry. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, as always.
Well, one of the big feast days, and in fact, it is a holy day of obligation. Terry, for those who live on the north side of the river in the Archdiocese of Seattle, we are heading back to the pews for the Immaculate Conception as Mass is being reinstated as an obligation for those living in the Archdiocese of Seattle. What a beautiful feast that we get to celebrate in the Immaculate Conception. And you've prepared a special program. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, in order to have a special program for the Immaculate Conception, I decided to just have a whole bunch of pieces, including the Mass Ordinary, which are about how wonderful or beautiful Mary is. The whole thing is a basic Ave Maria, although there are no Ave Marias in it. But there are three motets that are called Tota Pulchra Est Maria, totally beautiful is Mary. And there's also one called Quam Pulchra Est Maria, how beautiful Mary is. There are three motets like that. So between those six motets and another one called Ave Pulcherrima Regina, hail most beautiful or most pretty queen, all the pieces have to do with Mary. And that includes the Mass Ordinary, which is by Heinrich Isaac. And it's called Missa de Beata Virgine.
Oh.
So the whole thing is centered around Mary.
I love it. And we're looking forward to this week's episode. Of course, the solemnity for our listeners of the Immaculate Conception. Actually, many people want to say that it's when Mary conceived Christ. But in fact, the Immaculate Conception is the feast when Mary was miraculously conceived in the womb of her mother, Anne, but conceived without sin. Terry, something wonderful about this is, you know, your Mass focuses on these great composers of the Renaissance, and this many beautiful Gregorian chants are also included. Yet the choirs that you feature, they are now from virtually every continent on the earth. I mean, you really find some unique choirs, and one that we're going to listen to from Sydney. Now, is there a particular country where beautiful sacred music choirs, do they come from, or really you can find them in all of Europe and in the United States now also?
You can find them in all of Europe, but the countries where beautiful cathedral singing, the kind of music that we're doing here on this show, mainly music of the 15th and 16th centuries, this would have been sung by professionals in the day, even if they were kids. They were being paid or being housed to go there and live there so they could perform that music. The countries where that's most often done now, or most, not often done, but more most widely done, are England and Italy, Germany, and France, but especially England and Italy. You'll find cathedral choirs there with traditions that go back forever. Not so much in the United States, although there are some in the United States, and many fewer in other countries, but there are some everywhere. One of the continents that I haven't had a chance to play a lot of music from that is performed by is Asia.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I do have an Australian group singing from Sydney singing on this particular program. Most of the groups are from England, Germany, or Italy.
Terry Ross is the host of The Glory of the Mass. He's joining us today. He is giving us a preview of a special program he has put together for the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception. So Terry, you know, we have a modern understanding of, let's say, a group or a popular band. We know all of the singers and they travel around performing their music. But for choirs, are they typically supported or sponsored by a production company or a parish that would bring different singers, you know, right, in and out? Or are there ever choirs where this is the choir and these are their singers, kind of similar as we would hear from a popular music band?
There are those that exist like that, especially in England. You could say the 16 are like that, or the Talis Scholars. They don't have a particular home where they perform all the time in a church setting. Mm-hmm. They perform in concerts, and they perform on recordings. There are some groups like that in the United States too, but not very many. Most groups that do this kind of music have a parish or a particular church that they're associated with, and they rely on that church for their backing, usually in the form of a special offering that's done.
Oh, I see.
You know, they'll say, our second offering today is for the choir.
You've
heard that,
yes,
before.
Absolutely.
That's how it works sometimes.
Well, Terry, you have picked out a very beautiful piece again today from Chamber Choir in Sydney. Remind our listeners what the song is that you have picked out and what we know about this choir.
I don't know a lot about the choir, except that they're called the Sydney Chamber Choir, so presumably they're not a huge group.
Okay.
The composer is named Francisco Guerrero. He's a Spanish composer who's more or less a contemporary of Palestrina's and Cristóbal de Morales and all the other great 16th century composers. Guerrero wrote this piece called Tota Pulchra Es Maria. Totally beautiful, or entirely beautiful, is Mary. Way back when, in the 16th century. He didn't travel around as much as some of the other composers of that time did. He traveled for a while, Guerrero did. He went into Italy, like they all did. Mm. But he came back and spent most of the rest of his life in Spain.
Okay, well, it's a very beautiful piece. Here is a preview of this week's The Glory of the Mass. Terry, that is proof that beautiful singers can be found everywhere, including Sydney, Australia. It's such a lovely piece, and I'm looking forward to listening to that. Now, you have several pieces in this episode with the same title. Now, are they using all the same words, just to different music, or are they completely different?
No, they're using the same words.
Okay.
Just different music. the same as if someone wrote an Ave Maria, they would use the Ave Maria words and not some other ones, but completely different music. So it's interesting to hear the same text set in different ways by different composers.
Well, fantastic. It's great to know, and I'll definitely be paying attention to the different music written for each of these songs. Terry, thank you so much. It's a wonderful preview, and we're looking forward to your show this weekend.
Thank you.
And again, that is Terry Ross, host of The Glory of the Mass. If you want to find the full playlist of this week's episode, head over to our webpage, and under the programming menu, you will find The Glory of the Mass. And there you will find his playlist for this week, plus all of his past episodes. You can find that at materdeiradio.com.